Well, it's hard to believe it's already August, but here we are, and it was a big night for MLS in Orlando last night. That's where we'll get rolling for this morning's Buzzcast for Thursday, August 1st. I'm Josh Carpenter. It was a rain-soaked night in Orlando last night at Exploria Stadium as the MLS All-Stars fell to Atletico Madrid 3-0 before a sellout crowd of over 25,000 fans. The game itself was delayed by about 45 minutes due to bad weather, and the second half of the contest was marred by heavy downpours at times. But the game was still widely seen as a success, as the sellout crowd on hand stood for the entire second half despite the rainy conditions. This did mark the fourth straight year the MLS squad has dropped the All-Star match. However, Orlando itself was lauded as the host city for a week of festivities, including the successful debut of the MLS Skills Challenge on Tuesday night. Sticking with MLS, but on a slightly more serious note, Players Union head Bob Foose said before yesterday's All-Star game that the players are prepared to strike in 2020 should negotiations for a new CBA not come to a satisfactory end. Increasing the number of charter flights for teams is one of the top goals for the union in the next CBA. The current agreement allows for 4 charter segments per team per season, and Foose describes such flights as fundamental to building the quality of America's top soccer league. Other goals for the players include wanting teams to have more freedom in constructing rosters as they see fit, rather than requiring approval from the league. Foose said there is no hard deadline for a work stoppage, but did note that it could come around the start of the 2020 season in February. MLS League Commissioner Don Garber also met with the media yesterday ahead of the All-Star game and was among those who were positive a deal could be struck before the current deal runs out. Following up on a story by our own Ben Fisher earlier this week in Sports Business Journal, Carolina Panthers owner David Tepper reiterated his wish at training camp yesterday in Spartanburg, South Carolina, for a retractable roof stadium in Charlotte to house the NFL team, as well as draw other major sporting events to North Carolina, including a future Final Four. On top of a Final Four and other major events, a new stadium could fast-track Charlotte as a candidate for an MLS expansion team. Following up on what he told Fisher in this week's SBJ, Tepper said he would like to get taxpayer help on a venue, which ideally would be built near where the Panthers currently play in Uptown Charlotte. Tepper's push for a new stadium comes after he's already started building a practice bubble for the Panthers in Charlotte and also secured land in South Carolina for the team's new practice facility and headquarters. All this has come in just over a year since he took over as owner of the team. Well, I mentioned earlier that today marks the beginning of August, and just as unbelievably, it marks the start of live football as the Hall of Fame game between the Falcons and Broncos takes place tonight in Canton. It signifies the start of a big week in Canton, culminating this weekend with the enshrinement of late Broncos owner Pat Bowlen and longtime Cowboys scout Gil Brandt. I'm certainly looking forward to those inductions, as well as catching a piece of tonight's game. Hope you all can too. So that'll wrap up today's Buzzcast. Hope you all have a great Thursday, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.